You may be a raccoonkin. Test included. The following text was neither written by a raccoon nor a raccoonkin, and aims to show that raccoons are very intelligent and clean. It should be illegal to call raccoons trash pandas and such. That only shows that a person is completely out of touch. Why are people so mean? Raccoons are exceptionally clean. They frequently wash themselves, and even others too. And if you befriend one, they'll try to wash you. They are very clean and cheerful little bears, who just enjoy taking care of all their cheerful affairs. They love interesting adventure and keepsakes, and their favorite foods are cakes and cupcakes. Raccoons don't actually eat trash at all. It is just that examining everything is the raccoon protocol. See, when you drop an M&M, it's like,
I'm a bird, I ain't putting that in my pie hole no more.
But for a raccoon, a dropped M&M is like a precious little gem. But silliness aside, you should be careful to lock your trash and keep it in something that they can't tear or smash. Chocolate and human food in general is no good for little creatures. That is actually something you should discuss in school with your crappy teachers. Now, before we finish, let me just say something very raccoony today. Because raccoons are so smart, so wise, and so far-seeing, deep down, they are an extremely spiritual animal being. Thus, many people with a tummy and some girth actually had a raccoon as their spirit animal from birth. I encourage all to get in touch with their inner creature and to check if perhaps a cheerful raccoon does not feature. And if so, know that it means you are blessed and you should try to do things that are of raccoon interest. Meandering, sneaking, causing double the trouble, and going on adventures as not to sit too long in your bubble. If you got to this part with a grin, then surely it means that you are also a raccoonkin. Don't worry. This is a really big win, as it means a great adventure is about to begin. You must now search for your spiritual raccoon twin. Start at the Appalachian Trail and please feast at every inn. Ha ha ha.